What is the Overpass Light Brigade briefly?
Briefly, we invented a DIY way of making portable lighted letters using LED lights. They're battery powered, and we take them out one letter at a time to spell messages in public spaces.
I guess I'd add to that protest takes place at all times of the day, but because we come from the cold, dark place of Wisconsin, it was necessary to figure out ways to make protest not only visible at night in the wintertime, but fun at night in the wintertime and make it an opportunity to bring community together. Normally, at night in the wintertime, people have no desire to go outside, and this gave an occasion for people to come together and build community beyond just the kind of, summertime fun.
How did the idea arise to do this sort of LED signage? Obviously, the technology became available for one thing.
Yeah. It was often, as these things go, a confluence of events. Wisconsin has been kind of rocked by extremist right-wing politics with the election of Governor Scott Walker. We got involved early on in that, in the labor struggles, as rallies begin to happen more and more in the evening, because it is dark there in November and December at about 4:30 in the afternoon. We just had the kind of question, how do we get visibility at night? So we started looking at ideas of lighting up posters, lighting up signs, and realized, hey, we could do this with these LED letters or LED Christmas lights, making them into large-scale letters.
What were some of the messages that you were illuminating?
Well, since the recall, and that's really where it gets interesting. After that, we've gone out. I just counted last week, and we've gone out almost 200 times with what we call bridge actions or bridge parties. We've taken out letters. We've been real busy lately with the Keystone Pipeline. We take out anti-fracking letters. We've done a lot in both economic sense and in trying to endorse the minimum wage, and a lot with environmental messages.
What's interesting about this is, once it moved beyond the recall, which was, the reason that we ever even existed was to be involved in the politics of our state, and very specific politics of our state, was that once it stopped being just about that, it got a lot more interesting and a lot more national really fast. And some of the early groups that started Light Brigade started them for very kind of specific local political things that were happening. So Light Brigade Maryland formed a group specifically to encourage people to vote for marriage equality legislation that was coming up on a ballot. But since then, it's really moved into all arenas. And one of the things that's really nice about this is it's very scalable, so that a local group can do something that is incredibly specific to their local community, an ordinance on the ballot or a particular issue that is very focused in that place, to coordinated campaigns that happen both nationally and globally. So we have been involved in things which have taken place across the entire country, and also anti-fracking things that have gone on across the world.
Groups that don't share your political sympathies, have they also begun employing these tactics?
That's interesting. We've influenced groups on sort of the other side of the divide in terms of location, but so far groups haven't really employed the lights themselves. I'm not exactly sure why. I'm thinking that there are some things that, like the word solidarity, for instance. That word is immediately coded towards the left, while the word patriot is immediately coded towards the right. There's no reason for that, but it's just sort of a cultural thing. I'm conjecturing that perhaps the method is now so identified with causes of social justice that maybe people on the other side just don't see it as communicating what they want to communicate.
It seems like there's a realization happening within the various groups organizing now that there has to be some element of reinvention, addressing current technologies, including social media and things like LED lights.
Yeah.
But also that it has to be creative in and of itself, that it's not simply enough to gather around a message to be against something, and that that politics of the past and protest movements of the past were often very dour. But it seems to be that the fun is coming back into it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And that even fits our own philosophy that you ask yourself how you sustain something, and there has to be joy in it, right? There has to be an element of fun. It's obviously not all fun. I mean, we go out in very cold weather. I tell people to dress for as if they're ice fishing, right? In Milwaukee on an overpass in January, it's cold. But there has to be an element of joy and coming together and a kind of festive festival aspect to it. And we've really tried to tap into that.
And I also think that there's a sense of community. And right now we have a core of you know, kind of stalwart holders of the light that have been coming out for a number of years now. And they, you know, they're old friends now, and we've, you know, their lives are interesting, and they're people that we otherwise would never have met. So it's been just purely selfishly a really great way of meeting diverse and like-minded people that we can have you know, long-term relationships with and you know, build partnerships with for making change, whatever that change might be.
Yeah, as an example of that, just 3 weeks ago, we were invited to go up to a big Ojibwe powwow in far north Wisconsin, where we held our first messages entirely in the Ojibwe language. We had an elder help us with the spelling of this very complex, it's called Anishinaabe tongue. And we had teens from the tribes hold the messages, and it was a really powerful thing. And in that way, kind of building respect, in this case, across these very different communities that are converging around issues of environmental sustainability and extraction and mining and water quality and all of these important things.
Lisa Moline and Lane Hall, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks. For having us.